And now for some entertainment news. The Grammys were last night, and Herbie Hancock had a surprise victory. He won Best Album of the Year, and Amy Winehouse managed to stand up and sing and stay sober. And she took home Best Song and Best New Artist. But Kanye West couldn't make a public appearance without at least one self-important rant. I think it's in his contract. After he won Best Rap Album of the Year, he launched into a long speech about becoming the best artist in the world and how that's why he was refusing to get off the stage. Here's an oldie but goodie from October when Kanye was promoting his album.
I'm doing pretty good as far as geniuses go. Now, at the end of the day, what I do, you know, the music I make and the way I dedicate my life, nobody can say because I'm delivering product on a whole new level. I'm like a machine. I'm a robot. You cannot offend a robot.
You cannot offend a robot. Oh, that robot man thinks very highly of himself. And to add to that ego, he's now got a new book called Thank You and You're Welcome. For more on the book and Kanye, the machine, is Ed Harrow. Hi, Ed.
Hello, Faith.
So what?
I'm also a robot.
I cannot insult you.
I am insult proof.
What is this book?
It's called Thank You and You're Welcome, which I think is like a line from his rapping. And it's Kanye West's like new collection of like advice, philosophy, thank you and you're welcome.
It sounds very polite. I don't know what that means, though.
I really don't know either. When I found them, I was very surprised. But I have them here. Can I read one for you?
These are real.
These are from his book, Thank You and You're Welcome. These his words.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I think we need some reading music. Kanye at least deserves that. Can we put something under Ed, please? That sounds... Wow. All right.
Get used to getting used. To most people, the saying to use someone carries a negative connotation. But I don't see it that way. To miss, over, or abuse someone is negative. To use is necessary. And if you can't be used, then you're useless.
To miss, to overuse someone is negative? How do you get overused?
I've been overused, Sally. I've been overused.
Wow. All right. That's, he's the king of prefixes. That's food for thought.
He's a grammarian.
Okay. Do you have any more?
Yeah, I do have one.
All right. I think we need the music.
The missing banister theory.
Oh, good.
When walking down the street, you can walk in one line perfectly without ever falling over. Now, take that same city block and make it a foot wider, and then put it 100 stories high. You're going to be so focused on the fact that you don't have a banister that you're more likely to fall because of it. When you're so focused on what you don't have, you won't have. Isn't it interesting to see how one thing changes everything?
You know what? That's kind of like the Secret DVD. It's all like positive thinking, and if you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never get it.
I like how you just made it a banister. Like, why would there be a banister on a city block regardless?
Oh, that's true.
He just throws in city block anyway, and banister.
Thanks for bringing that wisdom, Ed.
No problem.
And thanks, Kanye. We will think long and hard over this book. Thanks, Ed, and you're welcome.
Yeah.